So let's review. The Mishnah of the previous daf said, "Hachoitid begodish las leisukah ain't a sukkah." If someone hollowed out a haystack to create a sukkah, it's not a valid sukkah. The Gemara Daf Yud Beis explained that this is possible deraisa because of tasa b'leim and asli. Amar Rav Huna, "Leishana ele she'in shem chalal tefach b'meshach shiva, avo yeshem chalal tefach b'meshach shiva hariz a sukkah." Rav Huna says this only applies if when the haystack was originally piled up, there was no cavity under the haystack that was 7x7 tefachim wide and at least one tefach high. Rashi explains, because in that case, there is indeed a problem of tasa b'leim na'asa because the schach was not made for the cavity, it was therefore before the cavity existed, and it became the covering of this hollowed out area by default. However, if there was a chalal tefach to begin with, he made the schach a covering for this cavity as he was piling up the haystack. And now that he hollowed out more, up to 10 tefachim high, it's a valid sukkah. Rashi says the Gemara in Daf Dalet, "Sukkah shepchusa me'asara, v'chokok ba v'shlima la'asara," to show that there is no requirement of tasa b'leim na'asai regarding the walls. Zok the Mishnah, "Hamashal shetfanis milmala lamata, im gevay min arit shleisha tefachim psula, milmata lamala im gevay asar tefachim k'shera." If someone built the walls from the top down, and the wall ends at 3 tefachim from the ground, it's possible. If he started from the bottom and built up, once it reaches 10 tefachim high, it's valid, even if there is a gap between the top of the wall and the schach. Rabbi Yesi Omer, "Kishem shem elmata lamala asar tefachim, kach melmala lamata asar tefachim." Rabbi Yesi says that just like when he builds from the bottom up, it's kosher, as long as it's 10 tefachim high, even if there is a large gap, it's also kosher from the top down if it's 10 tefachim tall, even if there is a large gap between the bottom of the wall and the ground. The Gemara explains, "Mar savar mechitza tluya materas, umar savar mechitza tluya ena materas." Rabbi Yossi holds that a suspended partition is valid to allow carrying on Shabbos, and it's a valid wall for the sukkah. Tanakama holds that a suspended partition is neither valid for Shabbos nor for sukkah. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Erev and Daf Pei Vav that discusses this same issue. "Bar shebein shtei chatzeres, ein memal memenu b'Shabbos, elam ken asa l'mechitza asar tefachim, bein melmata bein metoch ugnai." Two courtyards who did not join in Erev. Neither side may draw water from a common cistern on Shabbos unless a partition of 10 tefachim is made in the ear space of the cistern below ground level, either from the surface of the water up, even if it doesn't reach the lip of the bar, or from the lip down, even if it doesn't reach the surface of the water. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Leitei mechitza gedai lo min hakesel shebinein. Yehuda says, a partition within the bar is not necessary. The wall between the courtyards above at ground level is enough. Rabbi Yehuda regarding Shabbos was following the opinion of Rabbi Yisi regarding Sukkah that mechitza tluya materas. However, the Gemara says this is not necessarily so. Ad kan lakam Rabbi Yehuda hasam ela beruv chatzeris derabanan aval hacha sukkah deraisa loy. Perhaps Rabbi Yehuda only says mechitza tluya materas in that case of a ruv chatzeris, since it's merely a rabbinic issue because the two chatzeris are a rishus hayochad deraisa. But he would not apply this to the biblical mitzvah of sukkah. Or, ad kan lekam Rabbi Yisi hacha el besukkah de mitzvah sasei av a Shabbos de isra ski loloi. Perhaps Rabbi Yisi only applies mechitza tluya materas to sukkah because it's merely a positive commandment. But he would not apply it to Shabbos, a prohibition which is punishable by stoning. The Gemara asks from an incident where mechitza tluya materas was utilized on Shabbos in the city Tzipari, where Rabbi Yisi was the head of the court. One week, they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to Shul before Shabbos. In the morning, they found that the building where the Sefer Torah was kept and the Shul were separated from the other Chatzeres by sheets that were hanging on poles, but did not reach the ground. They brought the Sefer Torah to Shul relying on Mechitza Tluya Materas. Apparently, this was sanctioned by Rabbi Yisi, who was the head of the court in Tzipari. The Gemara answers, Lo Yalpi Rabbi Yisi, Ela Alpi Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi was no longer alive, and his son Rabbi Shmuel was in charge at that time. The Gemara teaches two other halachas regarding the walls of a sukkah. Regarding the height, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, Machtzelas arba u'mashehu materes besukkah mishum doifen. A mat of slightly more than 4 tefachim wide can be used in the wall of a sukkah, and it's valid. How is this achieved? Talilei bi'emtza, pachas mishleisha lamata, u'pachas mishleisha lamala, v'chal pachas mishleisha k'lav adami. He places it midway between the top and bottom of the sukkah, which is 10 tefachim high, leaving gaps of less than 3 tefachim. Based on Lavid, the gaps are considered filled in. Although this seems obvious, the Gemara says he's teaching us that Lavid can be applied more than once to the same object. The Gemara challenges Rav Chizda from a Braisa that says, Machtzelas shiva u'mashu, materes v'sukkah mishum doifin. Only a mat of slightly more than 7 tefachim can be used, which seems that we can only apply Lavid once, not twice. The Gemara answers, b'sukkah g'dayla. That Braisa refers to a large sukkah, taller than 10 tefachim, where if centered, the gaps, top and bottom, would be more than 3 tefachim. Therefore, we must have a mat of at least slightly more than 7 tefachim, which is placed either within 3 tefachim of the ground, according to the Tanakam of the Mishnah, or even within 3 tefachim from the Schach, according to Rabbi Yossi, and we're not concerned with the other larger gap, because based on Lavid, we already have a wall of 10 tefachim. Regarding the width, Amar Rabbi Ami, Pas arba u'mashu mater b'sukkah mishum doifin. A board of slightly more than 4 tefachim wide can be used in the wall of a sukkah, and it's valid. How is this achieved? To create the third wall, he places this board within 3 tefachim of the end of one of the two full walls, and based on Lavid, the gap is considered closed for a total of 7 tefachim.